Florida ranks in the top 5 with lowest tax burden in a recent study.
So having a lower tax burden definitely does help with quality of life because it leaves more money in the pockets of Florida residents.
As tax day is 3 days away, what does this mean for Floridians? It's Friday, April 12th. I'm Jimena Romero, and this is The Point from WUFT News. At the beginning of the month, personal finance company WalletHub released a study on tax burden by state. I spoke with WalletHub analyst Cassandra Happy on why Florida ranks so high and what it means for Florida taxpayers. Happy, first of all, could you tell me a little bit about the study WalletHub released earlier this month on tax burden by state? What was the methodology your team used?
Sure. So for this study, we analyzed the tax burdens across all 50 states by comparing three types of taxes. That included the property taxes, individual income taxes, and sales and excise taxes. And we looked at that as a proportion of total personal income. This approach helps to understand the impact of taxes on residents' earnings. The key findings include variations in tax burdens across states, with New York having the highest overall tax burden and Alaska had the lowest. The methodology involved calculating the share of personal income dedicated to each type of tax to provide an insight into how aggressively states are taxing their residents.
Florida ranked fourth among the states with lowest tax burden. Why is this the case?
So with Florida in particular, they don't charge a state income tax, which really set them apart from those states that are towards the top of the list, because that alone, makes a significant impact on how much residents are paying overall for taxes. And that really makes Florida a attractive destination for people who are seeking to minimize their tax obligations and keep that money in their pocket.
Does living in a state with a low tax burden impact the quality of life of residents in any way?
So having a lower tax burden definitely does help with quality of life because it leaves more money in the pockets of Florida residents to spend on the things that they really need right now. It is unfortunate when you look at it from the flip side in that it's less money going into the state's budget to help support infrastructure and different programs. But for residents themselves, it can definitely be a huge benefit to not have the taxes taken, have as many dollars taken out for taxes. So you can just put that towards what's more important for you right now.
What are some tips you have for Florida taxpayers ahead of tax day on Monday?
So my biggest tip is, number one, watch out for scammers. This time of year, it's very common for scammers to try to scare you into maybe divulging information by maybe saying you're facing some sort of tax fraud and you need to call them, or they're going to issue a warrant for your arrest or something like that. So just be very wary about sharing your information with anyone, but especially this time of year, because those kinds of scams are really common. When you go to prepare your taxes, make sure you have all your paperwork together. That's going to save you time and save you a lot of hassle. If it's, if you haven't been through tax season very many times, it might not be as easy to know exactly what tax documents you'll need right off the top of your head. But it's good to just start it out and make sure you have kind of those core tax documents that you've received in the mail, say from your employer or your school, to make sure the process goes as smoothly as possible. Use a reliable tax software, especially if you're, a first time or relatively new to filing your taxes. Tax software can be very helpful and just walk you through the process by answering simple questions versus having to figure out on the paper forms where to fill in this particular amount or that particular amount. It does a lot of that legwork for you. And adopt a filing system. It's never too late to just start filing documents that you think you'll need for tax time in one safe spot so you can easily just pull those documents out when tax season comes around.
That was an interview with WalletHub analyst Cassandra Happy on why Florida ranks so high and what it means for Florida taxpayers. Remember, Monday is the deadline to file your taxes. Don't miss it! Now for today's top headlines from around the state. Residents and students stand with the city of Gainesville as the University of Florida proposes major reduction in regional transit system funding. WUFT reports there were two different narratives about the budget cuts to the system this week. While UF says it wants data transparency regarding RTS numbers, the city says these cuts will force the elimination and reduction of vital routes for students and residents. Yesterday, students, residents, and RTS staff attended the special city commission meeting to share their thoughts on the potential reduction or elimination of 22 bus routes. The current contract between the university and the city expires June 30th. Florida launches Baker Act dashboard to improve mental health. WCJB reports the dashboard launched by the Florida Department of Children and Families makes it easier for the public to see what mental health resources are needed across the state. It shows more than 87,000 people across Florida have gone through mental health evaluations since July 1st. Almost 10% of Florida's youngest children were missed during the 2020 census. The Associated Press reports the estimated error was the largest undercount of young children by any U.S. state. That's according to estimates released yesterday by the Census Bureau. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view our most recent issues. I'm Jimena Romero, and you have been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communication. Have a great Friday.